And now, this note on emerging science from Don Lyman.
Lyme disease, caused by the bacterium Borrelia burgdorferi, is transmitted by ticks that bite infected animals. An infected tick can then transfer the disease to you or me if it should happen to bite us. The typical symptoms of Lyme disease are fever, headache, fatigue, and often there's a telltale rash. If not treated promptly, it can damage the heart, nervous system, and joints. About 300,000 people are infected with Lyme disease every year, but it is far more common in the north than in the south. Approximately 95% of all reported cases occur in 14 states in the Northeast, Mid-Atlantic, and Upper Midwest. Now scientists from the U.S. Geological Survey think they know why. In a published study, the researchers said that black-legged ticks, which transmit the disease, die of dehydration when exposed to high temperatures and low humidity. An earlier study found that black-legged ticks in the south tend to stay hidden under a layer of fallen leaves, where scientists hypothesize they are able to retain moisture but are less likely to come into contact with people. And researchers found that ticks in the north often climb up plant stems, where they may more easily latch onto people who brush against them. So when you take a walk in the woods in the north, beware. You can be walking right through tick habitat, while in the south, you'll be walking on top of it. That's this week's Note on Emerging Science. I'm Don Lyman.